Brooke, can you just talk about the past month for you? It seems like you've really been tearing it up at the plate.
Yeah, I think Coach really led me in the right direction, and I spent one day with her extra to really just kind of figure out my swing, and ever since then I've kind of been seeing the ball better. I feel like I've been throwing my hands more and really focusing on just staying on top, trying to produce what needs to happen for the team, and yeah, I've seen it better.
And then for you to hit that home run into Key Junction when BC is trying to make a comeback, can you just talk about that at bat?
Yeah, I was really just focusing on just trying to hit it hard. The two girls in front of me got out on their first pitch, so I was trying to just see a couple pitches, find one that I liked, and I've been seeing the inside pitch well, so I knew she was leaving it kind of over the little bit over the middle a little bit more, so I was sitting on that pitch, and it almost went foul, but it stayed fair, and yeah, it was good.
And then can you talk about the defensive end? Both you and Caleb really made some hard hit balls look routine.
Yeah, they were hitting the ball pretty hard, but Kayla was just eating everything up. I feel like we were moving our feet well. The dirt was nice today, and yeah, Kayla did really well.
And then have you ever seen someone hit for the cycle in person?
I have not. I think Kels is the first one, and to end it like how she did, it was crazy to see, and it was really impressive.
And then what does this mean to end a non-conference with a win over a crosstown rival?
It's always good ending the season with BC, the regular season, and I think it just was a good mindset to start into the Lehigh series, and I think all of us are in a good place to start this weekend, and we're really excited to finish out our regular season.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, what does it mean to win the Battle of Comm Ave?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just obviously take a lot of pride in, you know, every game that we play. But, you know, something extra special about obviously getting to play Boston College. And, you know, we both obviously have, you know, Boston in some form across our chest. And it's always important to us to, you know, come out and play hard and play aggressive. And I was really impressed with the kids' intensity today. And, you know, after a long weekend to come out on a Tuesday and do what they did, you know, just exciting stuff.
And then obviously lots to talk about from the game, but first just wanted to ask about Brooke and Kayla in terms of their defensive fielding today. It seemed like one of the best games I've seen since they've joined the team.
Yeah, really impressed with Kayla. I thought that she was really moving great. One of the balls up the middle I thought was excellent. But yeah, I mean, they managed some good pieces. I mean, BC's been putting up a lot of runs. Obviously, they can hit the ball hard. So I was really happy with, you know, obviously Boaz and, you know, Casey keeping them at bay. But, you know, you need your defense in games like this. And I thought that they stepped up in a big way. So they made some tough plays, hung with some balls that were, you know, a little bit more difficult. But, you know, that's the difference. You know, when you can keep people off the base pass, and you know, our pitchers don't have to continue to face their top of the lineup over and over again, that's huge. So really, really excited about, you know, obviously our defense today and the way we played.
And then to have a backup and Casey to come in and replace Allie, I'm sure that's something you'd like to have moving forward toward tournament time.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's my plan today was to go both of them. You know, so I think they each have different strengths that match, you know, BC's lineup. And, you know, obviously we let Allie start. I think Allie obviously is a little bit slower velocity-wise and has that changeup. So I thought we could maybe, you know, keep them off mark a little bit. They've been playing a lot of ACC teams, so slowing it down for them a little bit. And then, you know, kind of flipping the switch and going back to Casey, who has a little bit more velocity and a little bit more up movement. So it was the plan all along. And, you know, I was really impressed with AB, obviously, you know, keeping us in that ball game and doing what she did. And then Casey just closing the door.
And then have you ever seen someone hit for the cycle in person?
I've seen a teammate do it in for the Breakettes. That is the only time. I believe it was Becca Carden. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, no, I've seen it, but to watch it kind of as a player, or to watch it as one of my players, and, you know, on a day like today, and I think she struggled a little bit this weekend. That kid came out in the field by herself yesterday with Allie Boas and had her pitch live to her. So if you want to know the type of player Lauren Kelleher is, it's a type that, you know, when she feels like she's, you know, maybe letting her team down or not doing what she should be, you know, she picks up a bat on her off day and goes out and hits. So I couldn't be prouder of her. You know, it's you love when you see that work. That work that no one's really seeing, kind of get to have her shine in the light during a game like this. So it was really awesome.
And then finally, obviously it's for all the marbles in terms of hosting rights this weekend. What's your message to the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think they had fun today, you know, and I think that's the part of it. It's a game. You don't know who's going to win. You don't know who's going to lose. You just try to put yourself in the best possible position. And, you know, Lee has a really good program, and we know that. But we're just going to try to play our game and, you know, take it a pitch at a time.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.